Lucas, what are you doing?
Working out, man. But well, I'm running out of stuff to listen to.
You're running out of stuff to listen to?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Audible?
Oh.
No. Well, this podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. And Lucas, you and all of our listeners of this fine podcast can get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/3angrynerds. And yeah, they have over 100,000 titles to choose from, and you can play it on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or even your archaic MP3 player. Hey everybody, welcome to the Three Angry Nerds podcast. With me today is Alex and Jordan. How's it hopping?
It's hopping all right.
Slices.
Just like Russell Brand.
Fucking Russell Brand.
No one's gonna get that fucking reference. No one's gonna get to understand that shit.
Well, what has he been up to these days besides... Not much.
He has his own TV show now.
Oh, nice.
He does?
He's not banging Katy Perry anymore.
No. His little talk show or whatever on FX, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Am I the only one who doesn't find Russell Brand funny?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He's pretty... I don't know. He's a good guy. I prefer Louis C.K., but...
Oh, yeah. Louis C.K.
I was reading this thing the other day, and it was about this Louis C.K. episode that apparently like insinuated rape or something.
What?
I don't know. And some broad was all up in arms about it on Rolling Stone or Variety or some shit.
Well, there was that one episode where he like tries to like make love with that Hungarian chick.
Yeah, because they referenced something about a Norwegian or Hungarian chick, and then they talk about some recent episode where he tries to hook up with the Pamela chick in the exact same way, or something. Mm. I don't know. I have to catch up on Louie to understand what the fuck she's talking about, but...
I can see where she's coming from, but at the same time, too, it's not like... It wasn't like rape.
Rape. Is there like more than one rape?
Make an advance. Yeah.
You know what's funny?
We should get
this isn't even on our itinerary. What the fuck?
No, this is just shit we talk about.
Anyway, speaking of rape.
Yeah. This is like consensual rape.
Okay.
There's Age of Ultron plot details that leaked.
Which came from the highly reliable source of Latino reviews.
Hey, he's actually getting not too bad.
Oh, he is? What did he get right?
Yeah, like, apparently his track record's actually improved.
He's getting there. He's...
You can't bash him.
I can't bash him.
He's actually kind of like a...
I can bash El Mayimbe for plenty. I can bash El Mayimbe for his fucking weight. That's the first thing I can bash him.
He's an ugly mother.
Have you seen his haircut?
He changes his haircut once a month, like a goddamn woman. So.
Señorita May.
Okay.
Señorita Espinosa.
Okay. So what did they say about Age of Ultron?
So apparently, the Hulk is banging Scarlet Witch.
I thought it was Black Widow.
Not Scarlet Witch.
Yep.
Black Widow. I was getting my Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you're getting
your
Scarlet Soul.
You got your Scarlet
mixed up. Apparently there's going to be a party. And apparently the movie picks up right after the mid-credits scene from The Winter Soldier.
Didn't El Mayimbe also say that Miss Marvel was going to be in the movie?
Yeah.
So we'll...
Which, I don't know. Like, they could have Carol Danvers in it.
Yeah.
I don't want to... When he says Miss Marvel's in it, you could easily say that Carol Danvers is in this movie. And get away.
Well, we'll find out in a year whether this guy's full of shit or not.
You know what they're going to do with Miss Marvel? They're going to do what they did with Carol Ferris in Man of Steel and make her that character where, like, we don't know who the fuck she is. What are you talking about? What's this? What's an Ultron? And I'm like, who the fuck are you, bitch? And then we see on her little name tag, it says C. Danvers. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, so her name is Cockburn.
Didn't in Man of Steel, didn't they spell Carol Ferris's name wrong?
I don't know. I don't remember much from Man of Steel except for Superman just destroying a bunch of shit. Snapping necks and cashing checks. Quite literally.
Batman versus Superman is gonna be like 2 minutes long. He's just gonna snap Ben Affleck's neck.
I had a discussion with Heisenberg and Doom about this. I literally have no interest in Man of Steel. The only reason, or Batman vs. Superman, the only reason I'll be seeing this movie is to support Ben Affleck and Jesse Eisenberg.
Same here.
Like you put two actors that I respect greatly and will watch anything they're a part of, then I'm going to have to see this stupid fucking movie, whether it's good or not.
I'm still pissed off at the Gal Gadot casting.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that eventually Ben Affleck's gonna like intervene and be like, this is not the movie I'm gonna be in.
Yeah. You step your shit up right now. Like.
Yeah, because he's had a pretty good track record as of late.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's definitely.
I don't think he's just gonna be like, oh look, a shitty David Goyer script and Zack Snyder doesn't know what he's fucking
doing.
Wasn't
the script so shitty that Ben Affleck got his own writer to do it?
He got a
So
the guy he co-wrote Town?
Argo.
Or no, was it Argo? I can't remember.
I think it's Argo. Okay.
It's like, fuck you, Goya, I'm getting my own guy.
Yeah, pretty much. And I get a feeling like Batman versus Superman might redeem itself, but that's only if, you know, Ben Affleck really kind of gets involved.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the same writers and all that as Man of Steel, then no.
God.
Get so sick of that redneck shit. Anyways, speaking of redneck shit, Vincent D'Onofrio is the MCU.
What kind of a segue is this? You are a worthless pile of shit.
Didn't he play like some like skinhead or something? You played some skinhead once in a movie.
He looks the part. And he's a good actor.
What's funny is that he's playing an obese character like Kingpin, and he was made fun of for being obese in fucking Full Metal Jacket. It just makes me laugh. It's like... The actor Charlie Cosgrove is just going to be like, Private Pyle, you are a worthless, disgusting fat body, you pile of shit. You disgust me. He's just going to be like, okay, Daredevil. Okay.
Or like, Daredevil's going to hold like a large pizza just outside a window and just be like, go get it. He's going to throw it out a window and...
That's
why
how he's
are you calling him Private Pyle? I don't get it. Christ.
I don't know if he's like the best choice, but
I think this is a good choice.
Yeah. I don't know. Last time I ever saw him in anything was when he was in Law and Order.
Yeah, same here. He was it Criminal Intent? Or SVU? Which one was
it? Which one was he in? They showed the criminals doing it and then they showed them going after it.
Isn't that every Law and Order episode?
God, We're talking about Law and Order way too much on this podcast.
No, the one he was in was definitely Criminal Intent.
It was Criminal Intent, I think it was.
The last thing I saw him in was that stupid Schwarzenegger Stallone movie where they're in prison and Stallone is like,
oh yeah, he was in that. Yeah.
You watched that movie?
Yeah, I saw it. I was actually pumped for that. I was like, are you kidding me? This looks great. And then I...
And then was it...
Yes.
What a shocker.
I turned the channel to go watch the that one Ryan Reynolds movie where his daughter is Abigail Breslin.
Green Lantern?
Oh, God. No. No.
Okay. Abigail Breslin, what are you up to these days?
Looking sexy as fuck.
Speaking of sexy as fuck.
Speaking of young people looking sexy. Oh God. Fox is reportedly taking Bryan Singer off of the X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, God. Has this been confirmed or?
No, it's just a rumor right
now. Yeah.
But apparently it's not even to do with his guilt or anything. It's just the fact that the court case and timing-wise might
like,
not work.
Is this a legal thing or, like?
No, it's probably like, you know, hey, dude.
So I doubt Fox would be that stupid.
Well, it sounds like, with his court dates and all that, he would miss a lot of days of filming the movie.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so it's more indirect than you would think.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like, you know.
Who are they going to...
Like, hey, we can't have you raping the
Are they going to bring back Brett Ratner, or...
if they were smart, they would just get fucking Vaughn. Just get... Goddamn.
Yes, get Matthew Vaughn. Get him back.
What would be funny, because they said they were going to emulate Roland Emmerich, is if they hired Roland Emmerich to make this movie.
I've
never been more irritated than I have now in my entire life. The fact that you just said that.
Matthew Broderick as Apocalypse.
Hey, Ferris Bueller.
Well, think about it, though. Because, like, you know, they're like, well, we're emulating a Roland Emmerich movie. Doesn't hurt.
Hey.
Okay. That would suck.
If they had that thought process, then why did they hire Brett Ratner? It was like... They saw Rush Hour 2 and was like, hey, let's emulate Rush Hour 2 with X-Men 3. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Pretty much. Why wasn't Jackie Chan in that movie?
He would have been a better Psylocke than the bitch we got in that movie.
Chris Rock is Cyclops.
Oh, that's a better Cyclops than fucking the other guy.
James Bond.
God. Yeah.
I remember when I saw Chris Rock in that movie where, what was it? Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait, you still act?
Oh, yeah, huh? He was in that. I even forgot that he was in that. And I've seen that movie 100 times.
Well, isn't he in a movie with Ice Cube that came out this year?
Oh, maybe.
I don't think Ice Cube. Well, Let's see.
Email us, listeners, and let us know.
Oh God, I accidentally.
Lawrence Kasdan. He's writing the Boba.
Where's the segue?
Fuck.
Well, you know.
We don't have time for segues.
I don't get a fucking segue. What do you expect from me? A segue every fucking second?
Yes.
Come on. Jesus fucking Christ.
Anyway.
So apparently he's writing the Boba.
Oh, nice. So you think, like. Because he's also writing episode 7. Do you think this, like, Lawrence Kasdan will be, like, Lucas's film's version of Josh Whedon or something?
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Like, he'd have input and probably writing every Star Wars movie. Or co-writing.
Here's the thing, he wrote Empire.
Yeah. And he wrote...
So he had a hand in writing.
And he wrote
a lot of the...
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Boba Fett stuff. Yeah. But I'm thinking more of Empire.
Yeah.
Like, he wrote a lot of that stuff involving Boba Fett. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that he had a hand in Boba Fett's creation.
Yeah. Did you know
So
Boba Fett's first appearance was in the holiday special? Yeah.
I really I actually watched that one Christmas and I was like, this is so stupid. And it like it totally just rapes your idea of the original trilogy. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh no, Chewie, we gotta get to your celebration of life.
Life day.
Whatever. Life day. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, people think the prequels are bad. But, like, you watch that, it's just as bad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Speaking of sequels to long-lost movies, we got our first trailer for Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah.
And, I knew you were, like, super excited for this, so let's just start with you, Mealy. What did you think before we...
It's a lot like the first movie, at least it seems like. Which could be a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know. It depends on how they execute it.
Yeah, like...
But, I think, you know, whatever. At the end of the day, I think it'll be a decent comedy. I don't think it'll be, like, groundbreaking or anything. But, you know...
Like...
If you can get drunk or high and get a couple laughs out of it.
I feel like a lot of the jokes weren't working. But, like, maybe because we haven't seen them in context. Like, we have...
Like, I thought some of them were funny.
What?
Like, when they're finding the diamonds.
Oh.
In the old woman's vagina.
Oh, God.
That part. Yeah.
And the whole catheter bit was okay.
But that, like, was the part that I thought should just be the whole fucking movie. The idea that Jim Carrey's character has been playing just one long prank for 20 years, I feel like that would have made a way better movie than the whole daughter thing. That was the part.
I like how they still call her Mary Samsonite.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, based off the glimpses, like, it seems like it's a basic, you know... carry over what they did with the first movie, yeah. You know, where they're going on a road trip.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to get pissy at each other a couple times. We know that the trucker guy that they pissed off in the first movie.
Oh, he's coming back? Oh.
Yeah. Like he's confirmed to come back. And, like, on one hand, I want to be like, this is so uninspired. But I know I'm going to go see it anyways.
Yeah.
So,
it could be good.
If it really... What about you guys? What do you guys think?
It's 50-50. We'll have to see on this one, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, it's done by the Farrelly brothers. So it's like, you know, the original guys who did it. But at the same time, their track record has not been up to par with...
What have they done lately?
Movie 43.
Three Stooges was not.
Yeah, good. Three Stooges and.
Well, that was pretty much it.
What was it? The Owen Wilson movie where, like, he and his buddy, they have wives, but their wives say, hey, go fuck as many chicks as you want. That one movie, yeah.
Like, Free Pass or whatever.
Due Date.
Yeah.
No, not Due Date. What's it called?
No, Due Date.
Whole Pass.
That, there you go.
Yeah, it was like Free Pass or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who knows, like, maybe the fact that they have Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels back together, like, maybe that'll inspire them to actually do something good. Like, at the very least, I think it'll be funny in spots. You know. I'm going to go see it, at least. Even if it's shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like when I go see Expendables.
Yes.
I know it's not going to be great. But I just go watch it anyways.
Yeah, that's the perfect example.
Oh.
Of like,
I saw like The Expendables 2 when I was so baked out of my mind.
Oh.
And every time, like, you know, Sylvester Stallone's character like killed someone and made like a clever line, I was like, and I'm like, this is so stupid.
What was it?
Like,
I went to go see that movie too, and I was drunk. And there was that scene where Jason Statham and Sylvester Stallone have, like, brass knuckles or whatever, and then the bar fighting dudes. And I'm just like, this is the best thing ever. This deserves a million Oscars.
What about when Arnold Schwarzenegger rips open a door, a car door, with his hands?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That part
what
was cool, too.
Fuck?
Like, those movies are, like, so dumb. You have to know that you're watching, like, one of the dumbest movies ever. But I'm pretty sure, like, three-quarters, half of the people who see that movie are just drunk or baked out of their mind. You know? And they're just going to just, you know,
have a good time.
Enjoy the fuck out of it. Which means that when we review that movie, we'll also have to be drunk when we review it.
We're going to do Expendables.
Yeah, carry treat. Over. We should review Expendables.
No, we should do another commentary on Expendables.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's perfect.
Oh, God.
A drunk commentary of Expendables.
Every time an explosion or gunshot or someone dies, something like that. God damn it.
We'd be trashed within, like, 5 seconds.
You'll see on the news, boy from Australia dies from alcohol poisoning.
Jason Statham movie plays in the background of young child's death.
And speaking of death, there's a trailer for this movie called The Interview.
Yeah. What's this? I haven't seen this trailer.
And basically, it's what's James Franco and Seth Rogen.
Oh, really?
From the guys that did This Is the End. And what was the other movie?
Pineapple Express?
Yeah. This is being directed, like, by Rogen and Franco, the two dudes who directed This Is the End.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm looking at the poster here, and it says, from the Western capitalist pigs who brought you Neighbors and This Is the End.
Neighbors and This Is the End, that's it. Yeah, essentially the movie is about them going to Korea because apparently the dictator's a fan of them, and the CIA kind of, like, asked them to kill the dictator. It seems so serious.
Here's the thing, though. They announced this movie immediately after This Is the End, and I was, like, really intrigued because it's like, you guys are seriously about ready to make a movie about Kim Jong-un with all this shit happening right now. And as soon as I saw this trailer, I just sort of smiled because it looks brilliant. Like, it's the same type of their stupid, ridiculous pot-smoking humor, but it's also got, like, this weird political angle, too, that's great. I love it.
It looks so serious, like, compared to, like, watching the trailers for Pineapple Express or This Is the End.
Yeah.
Oh, they got.
So I don't know.
They got the chick from Masters of Sex in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
You're watching that part with the pee and poop.
And speaking of pee and poop. Let's talk about the Microsoft press conference.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, man. Okay. So, for the sake of time, I'm going to run through, like, kind of like the greatest hits of what they showed. So, they mentioned that the Evolved beta will be first on Xbox One. That Call of Duty Advanced Warfare is going to be a timed exclusive on Xbox One and Xbox 360. Sunset Overdrive, they showed that.
Fucking great, too. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, you were in chat with me when we were, like, watching that. You were all over that.
Oh, yeah. Because I love the opening for that, too. But we'll get to that later when we talk about our impressions.
Yeah. Fable Legends, the show that, which, take that for what you will. And then we saw the new Tomb Raider, Rise of Tomb Raider.
Mm.
And then I saw that a Halo collection, too.
Yeah.
Tied to, like, all the Halo games. But I got really offended by that.
Why?
You got offended. They offended you with that.
Well, okay. Here's why. Because Halo 2 Online actually worked. And then Microsoft took down the servers, so you can't play the original Halo 2 online. And then they're like, oh yeah, well now you can play it again. You gotta pay like $60. But it's like, you paid $60 for the game in the first place. And I could see if, you know, it wasn't online in the first place, but it is.
Okay.
This is so stupid.
All right, I understand what you're talking about. All right.
Yeah. So I'm like, out of principle, I probably won't buy it. Not like I have an Xbox One, but let's just go through like quick impressions of, like, what did you guys think of that Microsoft conference?
Well, you guys start, because mine, I'm going to wait until we get to the Sony conference, because I've got this whole thing coming up that I've got a rant prepared, so.
Okay. I generally thought that Microsoft did better in that they didn't show all that Kinect shit and all that, like, TV shit that no one cares about. Like, I was amazed that they actually just went for a whole hour and a half, whatever it was. And all they did was just talk about games. That being said, they're not games that I would play. Like, out of those, I'd probably play Sunset Overdrive. I'd love to play Rise of Tomb Raider, but I know that's going to come to PS4 as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evolved, I don't really care about the beta, to be honest. Like, if that game's good, I'll just buy it and play it. So, I don't know. I guess, like, if you're an Xbox fan, I'm sure it's good for you because they're focusing on games. But, you know, I don't know. Didn't really give me a reason to go out and just go buy an Xbox One right now.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Alex?
I didn't watch E3.
Okay.
I saw the trailers and stuff, but I didn't watch the conferences.
So you're giving it a D-.
Yeah. So I can't give you a review of the conference, but out of...
You're giving it a 0.
Okay, a 0 out of 10. But out of all these games, the only one which I have the slightest interest in is probably Rise of Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to give it at least a 1 out of 10 because Phil Spencer is sexy.
Okay, fine. There you go. 1 out of 10.
I was like, oh man, this guy's so good looking.
Oh god.
I'm like, yeah, this conference could be shit, but at least he looks good.
Yeah.
Alright. What about you, Jordan? Just generally?
Generally,
on Xbox or whatever, Microsoft.
Like I said, I'm gonna say I have a whole big rant prepared. I've got a sheet of paper of all what I'm about to say here, because this is important. I will say this, though. Yeah, they did focus on games, and that's good, but they're all games we knew were coming and had known about.
Yeah.
I will say this. I was very intrigued by Sunset Overdrive. I did not expect that, and I just love the whole... I can get behind any game that is fun for the sake of fun, and that's what Sunset Overdrive looked like. I can also... Dead Rising... had some expansion where it was like all these Capcom characters and play. I was really intrigued by that, but too bad that I don't have an Xbox and can play Dead Rising. But that's that, though. That's neither here nor there. Let's move on, shall we?
Yes, let's. EA.
EA. Just a
quick rundown of what they showed.
Oh,
yeah. Well, besides their sports games. Which I'm probably like the only person on this podcast that's excited for Madden 15. But that's besides the point.
Nah.
We'll talk about the new chip. Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah.
Didn't really get gameplay for that. I was expecting
some
off,
gameplay.
Yeah. They showed off like textures and stuff. Which looked good, but was, again, besides the point. You didn't see how that game actually plays.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was expecting an announcement of the other Star Wars game that they had in development.
Yeah.
But nah.
I'm sure that's so early on, but again, like, they could have showed something, like a CG trailer or whatever.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, they kind of fumbled the ball with that.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 4. If Lucas was here, he'd be all, like, jizzing in his pants. Because he loves Mass Effect. But
Even more than Wizards?
Oh yeah. That's actually how, like, Lucas and I met.
Oh, okay.
We just started playing Mass Effect together.
Oh.
And we're like, yeah, Mass Effect brought us together. Anyways, Mass Effect 4 looks pretty. That's all you can say.
Yeah, they didn't really, it was like one of those, like, videos like, hey, we're making it, but they didn't show it. I think the only thing they showed was concept art, if I'm not...
I hate those fucking videos.
Like, hey guys, we're making it, and we listen to fans, and we know you did not like the third one. We are going to do our best to not fuck this one up.
Well, same with, like, Battlefront. It's like, oh, hey, we're making this game.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, we fucking know that. No fucking shit, Sherlock.
Yeah.
You're making a fucking Battlefront game? For real? But you're making a new Mass Effect game?
Whoa, no way. Oh. What?
I'm blown.
Oh.
That game sold, like, millions of copies. I didn't really figure you guys would make a new one.
Yeah, exactly.
God damn. But they did show off a bit more of Mirror's Edge.
Which looked great.
Again, kind of the same.
I mean, yeah, it was the same exact shit from Mass Effect 3. And it was just like Mass Effect 4. It was like, hey, we're making this game here, guys. And with that said, though, it looked cool, but I didn't see anything that you didn't show me last damn time, so...
We'll get to this with Sony, but, like, I feel like Sony was the only one that didn't do that, where they actually kind of, like, you know, had some pizzazz to when they announced something.
Yeah.
It wasn't just some dude being like, we're making this game.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Pre-order it now. I know you've only seen concept art, but pre-order it.
This game is literally nothing. You buy the game, and it's literally nothing but pages of fucking concept art. And then some of the concept art isn't even finished. It's like little stick figures that says, like, in a little bubble, Commander Shepard. This gun.
The funny thing is I'm pretty sure that's, like, the kind of game Lucas would make.
Oh, God.
It'd just be two pieces of art. Pre-order now for $200.
Look at my drawings.
Okay.
Mm.
Battlefield.
No, I can get behind
this. They showed off that new one, Hardline.
I can get behind this.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys played that game Payday or Payday 2.
I played the first one,
kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah. And what I love is that, like, you know, Battlefield is slowly becoming like Call of Duty. Like, you know, Battlefield 3 came out. It's been years since there was, like, a legit Battlefield game. And now they're kind of making more sequels, and it's getting a little old. And they were finally like, hey, what can we do to switch this up? And I love the idea that it's cops and robbers, and it's essentially fucking Bad Boys 2, the video game. That's so cool. I can get behind that shit.
Yeah. Like, definitely watching that trailer, I was excited.
Now I want a Bad Boys video game.
This is it, right here. Get pumped, because this is basically what this
you
is.
You get to play as Martin Lawrence?
Well, like,
no.
What'd be great is if you could, like, make your own character.
Oh.
And then you just make a character that looks like Martin Lawrence.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. Now I want this so bad. Oh, speaking of...
Just reenact Bad Boys.
Speaking of Michael Bay, one more thing. When they were doing, like, the whole, you know, showing the multiplayer or whatever, there's this part where a giant, like, construction crane, like a building-sized crane, starts toppling over, and it just rips a fucking building in half. And I'm like, this is some Michael Bay shit. Like, this doesn't happen when you're a cop and you're just chasing a bad guy, but it was crazy. I like that shit. But whatever.
Which is funny, because it's like, that would be like a cop's, like, worst day in the job. He just goes home, his wife's like, how was your day?
Hi.
Oh, you know, I saw, like, 5 buses crash into buildings, a couple cranes toppled over.
I fucking...
And I saw, like, millions of people shot to death.
Oh, God.
Worst day ever.
Tough day.
So that was it for EA, I guess. Except for Madden 15, which I'll buy anyways.
Mm.
Just to support my Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you guys think overall about EA? How do you think they did?
It was like a fit. Like, if I were to rate this, like, thumbs up, thumbs down, I would give this one a mid thumbs. Like, you know, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't, you know, pant bust.
I can just imagine you doing like the Walking Phoenix thing from Gladiator. Yeah.
The thing. Are you not entertained?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm bored.
Jordan, I love that Russell Crowe impression.
That's not even an accurate impression. Let me find some
Are you not entertained?
Let me find some...
No, fair, because you're Australian.
Man of Steel quotes here. I'll get this
comes
going.
Natively. Oh, God. Yeah. So, mid-thumb from Jordan. Alex, you didn't watch the conferences.
So, what do I do with my thumb?
Well, do whatever you do with your thumb normally. Okay.
Right.
But just don't do it on podcast, because we got to keep it clean, okay? Okay. But yeah. Hopefully next E3 they won't just be like, oh yeah, we're still making this game, by the way. Thought you sure shit. On to Ubisoft. Oh yeah, I think I forgot a game that they announced on here. The Division, I think it was called.
And you forgot Just Dance. Oh, I forget.
Just Christ. That's
it. You know what though? Chicks go crazy for that game.
I've got something to say. Why would they announce a Just Dance game at E3? Like, the people who watch E3 are not the same people who will buy Just Dance.
Exactly.
Yeah, but like in the newspaper next day it'll be like, there's a new Just Dance game, and they'll be like, Oh my god.
You know what's funny?
This new one, it's got a feature with your phone or something?
Yeah, they showed that shit.
Oh.
It was funny. When they, like, demonstrating and had, like, you know, the stuff on stage of people dancing, you could tell it was actors, but what's funny is, like, they were all dressed up as if they were going to a party. And, like, there was a lead girl, like, a lead dance girl, and it was, like, whatever, like, a white girl, brunette, or whatever. But the look on her face was just priceless. It's like, I don't want to be here. I don't like the people here. I don't want to dance in front of these people.
Well, you know that they probably go on, like, Craigslist, like, hours before, and they're like, we need people to just dance on stage for, you know, 30 minutes. We'll give you, like, $10.
But it's just so funny. The girl that they focus the camera on so does not want to do this. It makes me laugh.
Just imagine, like, the three of us going up on stage and having to do Just Dance.
Alex, you're stepping on my fucking toes. It's step, kick, turn, step, step. God damn it.
I just imagine Jordan being like a dance superstar.
Oh, man. Yeah, no idea.
I'm not dancing.
And then we get Lucas as well.
Okay, Lucas would come out like a Hello Kitty t-shirt and he'd be like, what up, bitches?
No, Lucas totally
and
does it like
and track magic suit pants and tracksuit pants that say juicy.
You know he would totally grind with Aisha Tyler too.
Oh god. And like, if you want to know what my thumb is right now for the Ubisoft one, it's a fucking thumbs down. Like, every time. Aisha Tyler has been on this Ubisoft thing for about 3 times now, and it's all retarded. And what's so funny is that nobody listens to her. All they do is Archer jokes. Like, you can hear it in the audience when she comes on. People are like, Lana! Danger Zone!
Oh, there was that guy that they had a couple years ago do the Ubisoft conference that was so bad. I forget what his nickname was, but he was just so atrocious.
Hmm.
I gotta, like, I'll embed this when I find it, because, like, it was so bad. Like, he made the worst jokes possible.
Oh, God. Was this, how long, was I'll this 2 years ago?
This was, like, 2 or 3 years ago.
I think I know who you're talking about.
And he was like, oh, something for you guys to do with your hands besides jerk off.
Oh, God, yeah. Stuff like I know that. Who you're talking about. Yeah. But what's funny is jokes like that can be funny. But when you do it when it's, like, a place to, you know, be professional, then it's not funny.
Yeah. And like one joke's fine, maybe two jokes is okay.
But no, did you hear the jokes Aisha Tyler told? She made like pot smoking jokes and cum jokes and fingering herself jokes. And I'm like, really? Right now?
The thing is, I would bang her.
Oh, everyone would.
But you know that, like, I would just be like, just shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, don't open
your mouth. What's this chick's name?
Aisha Tyler. Aisha Tyler. The girl from Archer. She plays the black chick in Archer.
I think she plays a black chick in real life.
Oh yeah. I didn't know that.
I just thought about it. I'm like, oh yeah. She's pretty hot though. Well, Alex is off jerking off.
Yeah, so I'd probably
bang her. Assassin's Creed Unity. Which has got co-op. So I could be alright.
Yeah. And it's in France.
Show the crew. Oh, yeah.
I did like the trailer for this one, though. I will admit that. The trailer was haunting and cool and action, but at the same time, I dig that one.
Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, for Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. I like that it's co-op. You know?
Oh, was it for real?
You can play these Assassin's
Creed. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you can play... I think it's four people altogether. So... We could, like, have the podcast crew play.
Yeah. And we're going to be...
Oh, is that why they had, like, a blue assassin and a green assassin and a white one and a red one? Okay, that makes sense now. All right.
So we're going to be all rocking it out in France, just chilling and...
Ooh, je ne sais pas, c'est tout assassin, c'est wine.
You know what? They got, like, those Oculus Rift and, like, other VR headsets. Like, I'm waiting for the day when they have, like, a flirting simulator to, like, teach people how to flirt.
Oh, they do. They're making that. They're making a thing where it's like...
You know they
No, they legit are. I can find the Kotaku article I read, like, last week. They're making a game where you play as, like, some Lothario, and basically you have sex with a bunch of women, and you simulate it with the Oculus Rift. Let me find it.
Some guy just doing like a blowjob motion with his mouth. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Dude.
You are like, you joke, but you are like right on, right there.
Jeez. It's because, you know, if like gaming was not like kind of like taboo enough for some people, you know, like some mom in the Midwest is going to find her son sucking virtual dick. Oh, God. That's when they're going to be like, video games are done. So yeah, Ubisoft, they're okay, I guess.
Far Cry, I think nothing the fantastic. Best thing to take away from this was Far Cry 4 looked great.
Oh yeah. Far Cry 4 was legit.
Yeah.
I love how they're like, oh yeah, every like second of this game is awesome. I'm like, I have to agree with that.
Fucking elephants blowing shit up, that was sick.
Elephants. It's all about elephants.
Man, I can't wait. I know you fucking ride one. Someone said you actually ride one. I'm like, okay, this is legit.
It's awesome. It's all about riding those elephants.
Can't
wait. And now we're going on to Sony. So here's like a rundown of what they showed. They unveiled Uncharted 4. A Thieves' End. They revealed that the Destiny beta will start first on PS4 next month.
Like, a lot of fucking betas were shown at E3. Like, wasn't it for Battlefield? The beta literally went live right there in the middle of the thing. Yeah they did that.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't mind betas. But what's funny is nowadays they just treat them like demos. You know, like, they don't have demos for games nowadays, they just have betas. You know, like, I kind of miss that with games where you could just play through, like, a demo. You don't do that.
Yeah, because it would give you, like, your general impression, like, this is the finished game, but here's a little segment with betas. It's literally what beta means. Like, it's not finished yet, yeah. but here's still an unfinished section. So here you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess it's because games are online nowadays.
Yeah, true.
You know,
they want to sell us on the
online demo.
Yeah. Basically.
If you say beta, it sounds better.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they're just trying to figure shit out. But yeah, I'm definitely excited for that Destiny beta. It's like a month to go. I actually am going to like try to see if I can just get like a week off work around that time and just play that beta for the whole week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It does look tight.
Sick. Yeah. For all those white supremacists out there, they unveiled a white PS4. So now you don't have to get a black one.
Oh, what's funny is, why is the white one in a bundle for Destiny? That one doesn't make sense. Like, that color connected with Destiny, like... And that's the thing, though. They made bundles for, like, Watch Dogs and Infamous. Like, if you're going to do a bundle and make a new PS4, why not, like, you know, do cool, unique things, like an entirely different color palette, like... Make it all neon meets rock meets shit for Infamous, and Watch Dogs look all digital and shit or whatever.
Well, they used to do that too.
Yeah.
But I feel like in the last few years, they just get so, you know, uncreative.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, because of South Park, I always say bundle with a Japanese accent.
Bundaru.
Bundaru.
PS4 and Bundaru.
The Bundaru.
Oh, South Park. Oh, God. Speaking of Infamous, they unveiled an expansion for that. That First Light DLC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where you play as the girl, right?
Ooh, you play as the girl?
You play as some
Fetch,
girl.
Yeah.
I like her. She's hot.
Of course she is.
Some chick did cosplay of her. And I made the mistake of looking at that cosplay. And I'm like, oh, God.
Is it really that bad?
Because the girl was so... the girl was so fat. And I'm like, oh, God. You're ruining it. Yeah. It was just so bad. But, yeah. That should be fun, DLC. It's only going to be the one power.
Oh, really?
You know, which is kind of odd. Because, yeah, like, Dalsin in the, original game, he could, like, absorb people's powers. So that's how he has, like, so many powers in the game. But she only has the neon or whatever.
Hmm.
So I feel like they'll have to make it interesting, you know. Like, it can't just be the same stuff. Like, hopefully she has variations on the powers that, like... He never learned or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see on that.
I actually pre-ordered that, like, straight away. I 100% completed Infamous Second Son, so... No matter what, I'm probably going to get it, just so I can keep my 100%.
Yeah. That sucked, though.
I hate that in games.
That sucked, though, if, like, the DLC comes out and, like, your 100% dwindles down to, like, a 95%. Because there's something else that just came out. That'd be bullshit.
Well, that's the thing with these games, right? Like, I did that with Skyrim, and then they released the DLC. And then it's like, no, you're not 100% completed. And I'm like, fuck you then. I'm gonna 100% this. I think that's what they want you to do, though.
I found out what I was talking about with the Oculus Rift porn.
Oh, yeah. Is it actually like a legit Oculus Rift porn?
Yeah, legit.
That's crazy. Oh. Jeez. Something tells me that like that's going to sell out so fast.
Oh, yeah. Check it. Look, there. I think like one of the fourth pictures down like shows you what it's like. So you see this dude right here touching this girl's yoo-hoo. And so it's your hands touching
her. Jeez. Oh, wow. Oh, it's a redhead, too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm insta-buying this.
Oh.
Just for a redhead.
Oh, speaking of redheads, the Sony conference had the hottest redhead, like, introduced.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what was her name? I've got it right here, actually. Twitter? I am currently following her.
That's such a weakness for redheads.
Oh, yeah. We all do. Don't be ashamed, because we all do. Meredith Molinari.
Well, here's the thing, because they're, like, a dying breed, you know?
Because everyone's...
In a few more years, there's going to be...
Everyone's dying their hair and shit, and so, like, it's getting harder to tell who's the fake and who's the real.
It's like you grab a girl on the shoulders. Are you a real redhead?
Who are you? Tell me.
Show me your bush. I need to confirm.
Gross.
It's like, I'm not showing you my bush.
Please, sir, get away.
Fuck.
Pay attention to the conference. Please, go away.
I was at a bar once, and this girl just, you know, comes up to me and starts talking, and she's a redhead. And I'm like, I'm going to keep buying her drinks until I can get with her.
Did it work?
And I literally spent like $120 just to find out if she was a real redhead.
Well, did you confirm your suspicions?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, $120 well spent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing with the bar. Sometimes you just, like, this one girl, and you're like, I'm committing to, like, getting with this girl tonight.
Mm-hmm. Speaking.
That's why if you go to a bar with, like, $20, you ain't getting nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of things I'm willing to commit to immediately, let's talk about... No, wait. We have to talk about Little Big Planet first. Never mind. Let's talk about Little Big
Planet. You're like, going to be like, Little Big Planet 3. You've got my pre-order written out.
God damn it.
Can't wait to create shit. I don't know. I played the first Little Big Planet. I bought into the hype with that game.
I mean...
And now I'm just like, eh.
I mean, it's obvious we're not... the target audience. It's obviously game for children. But, I mean, I played like the first two for my, because my brother wanted to play them. And I will admit, they're cute, fun games, but I'm not the target audience.
I thought Asians play that game.
No.
I thought you were going to be like, we're not the target demographic for this game. We're not autistic.
No. No, I mean, I will admit, there's some cool things that they do, like, you know, the creativity and shit. But it's obvious, you know, we as adults are not meant to play those games. But there are cute.
By the way, this is like an off topic, but the Microsoft conference had that Spark game, which is such a Little Big Planet ripoff.
Spark?
Oh, yeah. It was like, oh, yeah, you can make any game you want. And you can play user-generated content and all this.
Well, that seems to be the new thing because... Hotline Miami 2, and that's something I'm going to mention in this rant coming up, did that as well. And that looked interesting as shit. But I'm trying to look this up now because I didn't see anything.
So anyways, we should move forward so you can get to what you wanted to actually talk about.
Okay.
Bloodborne.
Yeah.
From the guys that made Demon Souls.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Hidetaka... Miyazaki, I think his name is. Fucking guy's a genius. This looks great. I'm on board for this shit.
Yeah. I never, like, I got into Demon Souls and I played a bit of Dark Souls and that was it. I'm like, this game hates me.
I mean, it's a fucking difficult ass game, but it's worth it in the end to me, but whatever.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's a game you have to commit to.
Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of games like that where you, if you're not going to go in, if this is like your Sunday drive type of game where you're sort of not completely paying attention, you're going to die a lot. Like,
yeah.
I've seen people go insane because of this fucking game. They're like, the fucking dragon and the zombies, and it's like, pay attention, what, no, not the zombie dragons. Yeah. Fuck.
It's all about zombie dragons.
Oh, man.
Speaking of zombie dragons, Far Cry 4 had none of them.
Oh, yeah.
But it was still pretty awesome.
That was great. I mean, they showed, how many times did they show it throughout the entire, like, thing of E3? They showed it, like, four times.
Well, yeah, definitely at Ubisoft.
Yeah.
And definitely at the PS or Sony conference.
And then they had, like, their legit own section for Far Cry 4. Like, I think on the second or third day. Don't quote me on that.
They're really trying to, like, pimp that.
Yeah. I mean, rightly so. Last game did great. It sold, but, you know, overkill is overkill.
Yeah. At a certain point, you're just like, give me the game.
Yeah.
Dead Island 2, which, you know, is kind of funny because I was like, that's a pretty cool trailer. And then almost immediately afterwards, when people started playing it, they're like, oh, it's shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. And I think that's legitimately what's going to happen here, is that this was a great trailer. I'm going to admit it. This trailer made me laugh and was cool and had a cool little twist. And I think when I'm going to play it, I'm going to be a little bit disappointed.
Yeah. Because you're like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, I like this. But I will admit, though, it's a lot more upbeat than the last one. This one's a little bit more energetic. And the last one's more like, you know, legit zombies are destroying people, where this is like, hey, it's kind of like Zombieland, guys. It's funny. Zombies are funny.
Well, the first game was like that too, where it was like really crazy trailer, and then you play the game and the game was kind of average.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're probably going to get the same here.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a fan of it, it's...
Well, like, you never know. The game could be, like, the most stellar thing to ever come out, and we're just fucking idiots who don't know anything. But we'll have to see.
Yeah. Watch us eat our own shit later when it actually is really awesome. It's like, oh, we talked shit about this game. Now we actually are all playing it for, like, 80 hours a week.
Oh, God.
They announced a remake of Grim Fandango.
Just hype.
And, yeah.
That's great.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, that's great. Did you ever play Grimm when it was...
Like, back in the day, when you bought a game, like, it would come with literally, like, a pound of manuals and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And old LucasArts PC games would, like, come with, like, a manual of all their other games that are cataloged. And I would go to the store and I'd be like, I want to try this one.
Oh.
So I would play like through all the old LucasArts games.
I know what you're talking about. I've seen those too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, those were cool.
And so, yeah, I'd be like, well, this game looks all right. It's got skull people on it.
Yeah.
How could it not be cool?
Keep in mind, this is from the same guy that like made Brutal Legend and... Psychonauts, if I'm correct. I don't quite remember that.
Yeah, he did. Okay. He made Psychonauts. They also worked on the original Monkey Island games and all that, so yeah, they definitely know their adventure games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for this. I want to see what they can do with better graphics and all that.
Yeah.
And I also think, too, like, it's a game that, like, for a lot of people, like, Alex, did you ever play that game?
Sorry, I was just filling out a job application. What were you saying?
Oh, flipping burgers.
What were you...
Snapping necks and cashing checks. Did you ever play Grim Fandango?
I don't even know what that is.
See, exactly. I'm sure, like, a lot of younger generation don't even know what that game is.
Hang on, I'm looking it up now.
This game's like one of those perfect ones for a remake. Because I'm sure a lot of people never played them. But, yeah. Moving forward.
This game looks weird as fuck.
Yeah, it's like if True Detective was a Disney movie. It's really weird. It's,
What's with this? It's like a skull head or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's long?
Kind of, yeah. Like all right. Elongated.
Alright, so anyway.
No Man's Sky. The gameplay trailer for that was sick.
Yeah.
Just like the idea of like what you can do in that game of like just, you know, setting off on a world, going and landing on another. And they say too that like it's totally possible that like Jordan could land on a planet and become like the Hitler of that planet, and then, you know, if you go visit it, you know, you're at the mercy of Hitler Jordan.
I didn't know it was like that. I thought it was literally like explore and shit. I didn't know there was like mechanics where that's actually brilliant. Because I'm thinking...
Yeah, and like, you all exist in the same universe too. So, you know, if you go and like just become the dictator of one planet or whatever, you know, then that means that like anybody else that comes visits that world is at your mercy.
That's great.
Which I find awesome.
That's great because this game is made by like a little indie studio, like four dudes, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
That actually makes me legitimately more excited for some reason.
I just want to go to a planet, just wipe everything out.
I mean,
be a massive dick.
We can so play that together. I could like become the next like creator of fucking Krypton, like go over to worlds and inhabit it and make it my own fucking thing. Like go to planets and do the fucking world engine. Are you kidding me? That's awesome.
You mean the dubstep engine?
Yeah.
Everything
I do is for Krypton.
And to be fair, Alex would be like your Zod.
Oh, I was gonna be Zod. He wants to be Zod. I was gonna be okay. Fuck. Okay.
I'll be. We have to save Planet X1888ZX1.
I'm gonna be the Australian Zod who tries to create a new Australia.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Release the kangaroo engine.
I would just go to a planet and just kill all the males and just leave it like a female-only planet.
Ooh, ew. Don't talk about that. Because I watched some freaky-ass movie this week where a Bigfoot, like, killed this dude and then took the girl for sex slavery.
Fuck.
I don't know. I watched this weird movie where it's like Blair Witch. It was like Blair Witch, but with Sasquatches. And I guess at the very end, they insinuated that Bigfoots or Sasquatches or whatever kill the males, like male humans, and take human girls for sex slavery.
Well, that's essentially what I'm going to do in No Man's Sky.
Oh.
Coming out soon for your PlayStation 4. I'm going to start a sex slave ring.
Shit.
Oh, God. No, I'm definitely not getting that game. They're not going to let me. EB Games is going to be like, nope, not at all.
This guy's weird. I don't trust what he's going to do with this game.
That would be funny if they like screen you to like buy that game. It's like, what would you do in this game?
But it's so funny because it's like a rated E game, and it sounds like you could do some fucked up shit like that with it.
Yeah, well, they probably just say rated E, but then it's like once shit starts hitting the fan.
Okay.
Yeah. So far from. Yeah. I guess. What are we doing? What are we talking about? Mortal Kombat X. We actually saw gameplay for that. Which is not exactly what like they showed in that cinematic, but it was still pretty like awesome looking.
Yeah, I mean it looked exactly like the last one, and that's not a bad thing. But like graphically it looked great, but I'm just saying like, you know, it's Mortal Kombat. What, there's nothing new. It's gonna be fighting and fatalities and combos and shit, so I mean it still looked cool. I'm not saying it was bad or anything. I mean, the new characters did look off to me. I will say that.
Yeah, like the one with like the midget on top of the big person.
Yeah, was that supposed to be his kid or something? I didn't get that.
Well, but I don't like, I'm like, how many games have that where it's like a midget on top of a big person?
Yeah. And like the midget talks like, for really the big original. Person. Like, you know, the midget. Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, so I didn't get it, but I was like, okay. As long as they have, you know, whatever the ice dude is, Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
That's all I play is a Sub-Zero.
I did like how Ed Boon, during the Microsoft conference, sort of just snuck on stage and was like, hey, what's up? I like that.
Yeah. He probably wasn't even invited. He was just like, what's up, Kanye?
Kanye West.
I would love to do. Oh, you'd be great. It's like just sneaking on stage once and making a fake announcement. You know, it's like, starting tomorrow, you guys can buy the Xbox One for $10. Mm. And just walk off stage.
You're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It'd be great. Just like totally troll a whole company. Like I saw last night, they said that you can get an Xbox One for $10. No, no, you can't.
Shut up, Phil Spector. You don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. GTA 5 is getting a re-release.
Yeah.
I was confused on this because I thought it was just on PS4.
Well, it's on both, actually.
It's Xbox One.
Yeah, Xbox, yeah, PC, as well. PS4.
Oh, PC as well? PC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So basically, like, all the other consoles that people were asking for.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because everyone's like, oh, when's it going to be on next gen? When's it going to be on PC? Well, apparently, you're getting up both of that.
So. You know what's funny?
But
is that I totally feel like an idiot. For the reason that I have beaten GTA 5 6 times now, and when I pick up my PS4 or whatever, I will be buying this again and playing it another 6 times. And I feel so stupid for that.
Yeah. They say your save will carry over.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. Your online profile, too.
So do you think... Do you think, like, if we get DLC, it'll be next-gen exclusive, or...?
No.
You know what they do? They'll do... When we get DLC, it'll be a... We'll get, like, you know, the big combo pack, like, DLC and the game and, like, you know, however many DLCs they released, like, last time they released 2, I think, and they had, like, a combo pack with the game. They'll do something like that.
What I kind of wonder is, like, how much this is going to cost? Because if they're not really including any DLC with it, they're just up-resing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it going to be $60 or is it going to be more like $40?
Yeah, that doesn't seem fair to the people who already bought it. I mean, if it carries your save over, doesn't that mean they give the code to do what they did with Battlefield 4? You know, just... have your code carry over.
$5 upgrade or whatever.
Yeah. So if they do that, then it'll make sense. But if it's like a straight up $60 thing, then it's not worth it.
No. Like $40, yeah, I would probably definitely buy it. As stupid as it is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I would be opposed to playing through that game again. So much fun. Maybe we'll get our Red Dead Redemption crossover DLC finally.
Oh, ooh, that was the thing, actually. Some people seem to think that, like, the next DLC, like, patch or whatever that comes out will include, like, horses and shit. So, you never know.
We actually started that here on the podcast.
Oh, Rockstar.
The Angry Nerds exclusive.
Owes us,
suck my cock out, my eBay.
Yeah. Go do it, you Mexican. I have a question. It's Latino... review or whatever, right? Latino news, whatever. But why does a Latino, you know, a Mexican thing, like news, whatever, give a flying fuck about superhero movies? Like, why they hire one guy to focus on figuring shit out about, like, shouldn't he be, like, handling other stuff instead of fucking Spider-Man and Batman and shit? That makes no sense to me.
Do Mexicans even have movies?
They do.
Actually, when I went down to, I went down to Mexico, like, you know, a year or whatever ago, and it was so funny because, like, I turned on the TV once, and I forget what movie was coming out at the time. It might have been Iron Man 3. I'm trying to remember. And they were all, like, it was all in Mexican, and it was, like, the weirdest cut trailer or TV spot for a movie ever. Because it was, like, so quickly paced. And all it was like, oh, El Mayachi, oh, the Tony Stark, coming to Tita soon. You're like, whoa.
Oh, Christ.
So intense. I can't do it. Like, I can't be as hilariously off-putting as that TV spot. But then I went down to, like, the front foyer. And, like, they were talking, and I can overhear Iron Man 3. So I asked one, I'm like, are you guys excited for that? And they're like, yeah, yeah. And they're like, Tony Stark, he a player. So, I don't know. I don't get how Mexicans get into these movies.
Yeah.
I thought they would be too busy fucking.
Or, like, you know.
Because, like, when I was down in Mexico, that just seemed like a thing.
Really?
Like, all they want to do is just fuck, yeah.
When I was down in Mexico, it seemed like all they wanted to do was, like, start a revolution. Like, literally. Like, if you want to talk about what Battlefield is, let's fucking talk about what I saw in Mexico. Goddamn.
Well, you see that, right? Like, the cops down there carry AKs.
Yeah, yeah, that was so cool.
You know? I was on the beach just getting drunk. Like, I was just pissed drunk. And I see, like, a bunch of cops on ATVs with AKs up in the air. And I was like, holy fuck. Like, they don't mess around.
If I were to describe my time in Mexico, it would be like that episode of Breaking Bad where Tuco kidnaps Jesse and Walter. And they're over the border, and they, like, they're living with Tuco, and, like, they're trying to poison him with burritos. Like, that's the best way to fucking describe it.
Someone tried to poison you with a burrito?
No, I was the one trying to poison someone.
Admission of guilt on the podcast.
And no cop listens to this. So, let them.
Not that we know of.
Not that. Are you trying to say?
Who knows? We might be popular with the pop.
Cop. The cop region.
Pop.
God damn
it. Imagine a bunch of, like, pop stars listening to our podcast. Like Nick Lachey and Justin Timberlake.
Oh, man. If Justin Timberlake listens to this podcast, I hope to Christ he does. That'd be the greatest thing ever.
He just writes a song about us.
Oh, that'd be so great. I love you, Justin.
Oh, shit. my time in Mexico. It was, like, basically, like, you get up, you go eat, because you're so hungover. So you, like, fill up on greasy food. And then it's like you don't learn your lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And you just start drinking again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, like, a constant cycle of that. You drink, you're like, oh, God, that was so fucking bad. But a cougar hit on me down in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, I think you told me that story. She was, yeah.
She's like, how old are you? I'm like, how old do you think I am? She's like, 35.
Was it?
I'm like, nah.
Was it what's her name from Modern Family?
No, she kind of looked like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Really?
Yeah. She was actually, like, really hot. Anyways. We should get back on track. We've been talking about Mexico way too much.
How did we even get on Mexico? What the fuck happened?
Something about GTA.
Oh, okay. Anyway,
I don't know.
What do we do now?
We're going to talk about, like, your top five games that you saw at E3.
Okay.
So let's start with Jordan.
All right, so... Number five would be Sunset Overdrive. Like, if I had the money to get both a PlayStation and an Xbox, Sunset Overdrive would be my reason to get an Xbox. It looked great to me, in my opinion. Some people would be like, yeah, it looks okay. To me, it looked great. Insomniac Games behind Ratchet & Clank, that was fucking awesome. Number four would be Assassin's Creed. A million of them. We've all played them. They all play the same. This one looks really cool. I like the setting and I like the story a little bit. So I'll definitely check that one out. Number three was a game that I'm incredibly excited for. Was a trailer that they showed during the Sony thing. Was a trailer for a game called Let It Die by a lot of fans of No More Heroes and Lollipop Chainsaw knows, by Suda51. He made a lot of really underrated games, and Let It Die looks like Manhunt meets fucking something else. Number two would be Uncharted. Big fan of that franchise, even though the directors and a few of the art directors left during the production. It's being headed by the Last of Us people. So I can get psyched for that. And number five, obviously, Metal Gear Solid, The Phantom Pain. I did not watch that leaked trailer because literally when the trailer was leaked, it was like an hour before it would show up on the Sony thing. So I waited, and it was so worth the wait. It was so goddamn good.
Do you play the other MGS games?
I have played all of them. Ironically, the only one I didn't really like all that much was the one people say is the best one, which is Peace Walker. But I wasn't really that big a fan of that one.
Yeah, I like Peace Walker, but it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
They had to make a lot of compromises for being on a handheld.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, the thing is, they ported it. When they came out with the HD collection, they ported it to PS3 and I believe 360. I can't remember that one.
Yeah, came out on both.
Okay.
And the Vita, too.
Oh, yeah, the Vita.
Yeah. For people who have a Vita. But, no, I just got curious. I thought everyone on this podcast hated Metal Gear Solid. I love it.
I do too. It's got such a complicated story, but playing the games is so worth it just to, go through those tall tales of the fallen soldier and all the crazy shit they have in those games.
We'll get to this like when I'm talking about the games, but like, yeah. Definitely for me, Metal Gear Solid 5 is up there, and it was mainly because, like, this looks like it might connect the Solid Snake games with the Big Boss games.
Yeah, this is, what Hideo Kojima has been saying is that, this is the turning point. This is when Big Boss from Snake Eater, the good guy, turns into Big Boss, the bad guy, in Metal Gear Solid 2, like, this is the point where he cracks and goes fucking insane. And, it looks great.
Yeah, and, like, I'm totally excited. I played Ground Zeroes, and Ground Zeroes was awesome, even though it was only, like, 15 minutes long.
Oh. So
that's an exaggeration, but it was pretty awesome.
All right, I'll have to
check. I'll go down my list. So I'm gonna go, like, from 5 to 1. Number five, Far Cry 4. Like, legit, just seeing how, like, fluid it was, just, running across the rooftops and shooting the people in the truck and all that stuff. Like, I was down once I saw all that. Number four, Evolve. I thought it was kind of cool how they had this idea that there's the one monster and then you've got four people who have to basically defeat the monster.
Oh, I did not know that. Yeah. All right.
And I, like, that could get old fast, but they announced the new monster, the Kraken, and you can evolve these monsters, like, to a third stage.
Oh.
So I feel like that game...
Like Pokemon.
Like Left 4 Dead.
Man, that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it's basically like Pokemon. But yeah, like, I'm definitely excited for that. Like, I want to... Well, they say that they're going to have three monsters in that game. So I'm kind of interested to explore, like, the different evolutions of the monsters and how, like, each of the soldiers play. I don't know if, like... It's not my most anticipated game, but I feel like I'm interested in it, at least. Number three, Arkham Knight. Like, oh, shit. That Batmobile section, and just like how beautiful that looks on next gen. I'm fucking stoked for that. I just want to drive the Batmobile around, run people over.
But I thought Batman doesn't kill people.
Well, that was the thing. Apparently, like, people were playing the demo and they were trying to like find ways to kill people in the Batmobile.
Oh, and they just couldn't fucking do it.
Yeah, apparently not. Like, apparently when they target humans, it changes, like, from regular bullets to rubber bullets. Stuff like that. It's like, no, it's Batman, dude. You can't kill anyone.
Okay.
Number two, and the only reason it's number two and not number one is because it's, like, going to be a while before it comes out, but Metal Gear Solid 5, like, just seeing that trailer, seeing that gameplay demo, like, oh, man, I'm so fucking hooked on that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it sounds like it's such a huge game, and like Peace Walker, you can grow your base and expand it and, you know, store, like, jets and helicopters, and it just sounds like my kind of game, where it's just, like, it's going to be ever-expanding. And number one, Destiny.
Mm.
Yeah. Shouldn't be a surprise. This is, like, the only game that I'm going to probably get this year, for sure, guaranteed. But, yeah. I'm definitely excited to explore that world, and I want to see, you know, what Bungie can do with it.
Hmm.
So, yeah. I feel like that game's going to, like, change a lot over the course of its, you know, being out, but...
Yeah.
We'll see. What about Alex?
All right, this is in no specific order, but Battlefront, I like what I'm seeing. I just wish they would show some more footage.
Show something.
Yeah. Rise of Tomb Raider, despite that shitty title, looks pretty good. I might pick it up. Assassin's Creed Unity, I like how, like, the co-op campaign, and, you know, it's set in French Revolution, which I like. What else is there? Uncharted 4 looks pretty good. And
yeah,
that's 4 and 5. GTA 5 on PS4. I can't wait for.
There we go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan, you brought this up in Facebook, so we can talk about it. But, like, our top 5, like, game franchises of all time.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we could totally chat about that. All right, so, Jordan, do you want to go first?
Might as well. Okay. So, number 5 would be this really underrated franchise done by the guy that I just mentioned, Suda51, called No More Heroes. It's, like, this weird play on, like, gaming and comic book culture. It's like if Wanted was mixed with some weird assassin bullshit. It's really funny and it's hilarious, and, like, they're only on Wii, but they're still, like, worth the play just for the hilarious story. Number 4 would be, man, this one's tough because it's, like, one's lower than the other and one should be on there, but I believe Max Payne is definitely a franchise that I love. It's because I grew up with it. It was, like, the first game I ever bought on PS2, and I just stuck with it. I love the story. I love the character. It's not, like, one of those franchises or characters where they can make 20 games out of, but if you just replay them on HD ports, whatever, and play the new one, it really is, like, a great story to tell. Number 3 would be Resident Evil. I played every single Resident Evil game. I know them up and down, left and right. They're great. I think, hands down, my favorite is probably 4. Resident Evil 2 is also great. I've played that 20 times. So it's just, it's a series, you know, there's a reason why there's, like, 6 games plus 20 different fucking spin-offs, because it's cool. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Number 2, it's weird how I put this one on top, but I can't get this one out of my head. I just love it. Uncharted. I mean, I love the cinematic presentation. I love the character. Nathan Drake is just a cool guy to play as. And I'm excited for what they're trying to do with this new game. If they're going to end it, I think this is a good place to end it on next gen. And number 1, I think everybody already knows this about me, but the Grand Theft Auto series. And I know that's so weird for me to say, because, you know, they're not, like, you know, the greatest games ever me by far, but I just love the individual stories in each game. I love the idea that, you know, there's a seedy crime world and it's your job to, you know, wade through it. And I just love the stories and the characters, and I can't wait for how many other games will be made out of this.
Right. Yeah, I feel like GTA is just endless.
Yeah. They could do a lot.
Yeah.
Like, you could literally just keep making games. What's up, Alex?
Oh, who wanted to go next?
You can go next.
Okay. I'm not a huge gamer, so my list is going to be pretty generic and probably shitty, but this is in no specific...
To each his own.
Sorry?
It's to each his own.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's like what you...
Preferences.
Yeah. So this is in no specific order again. Crash Bandicoot, mostly because it's nostalgic for me. It's the first game I ever played, and, you know, I just love it, you know? Spinning boxes and shit. yeah, and another one would be GTA. Like Jordan said, you know, just stepping into this crime world, like seeing these characters and this rich story, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Another one would be Ratchet and Clank, you know? Playing in, like, all these different worlds and having all this sci-fi element to it. And it's really funny as well, the games, Ratchet and Clank series.
They are actually, very cleverly written.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of them have, like, good weapons, too, like crazy weapons.
Yeah. Number four would be Gears of War, you know, just chainsaw guns, just, like, going down. And, you know, the characters, Marcus, Dom, Coltrane, just an amazing series. And then five would be Marvel Ultimate Alliance, mostly because I love how I can just, like play with my favorite comic book characters. Like, they all have their powers, working together, and yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And they only made, like, two games in that series.
Yeah, I know, right?
Kind of depressing. Kind of wish they would do more.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never will. I don't think they will. All right, I guess I'll do mine. Number five is Mass Effect. I'm going to try to give stories behind these so it doesn't sound like I'm just some crazy person. But, like, when I had an Xbox 360, I had, like, very few games that I played on it when I first got it. And, like, I specifically remember playing, like, the first Mass Effect and being like, whoa, this is next gen.
Mm-hmm.
Or next gen, not next. Fuck, I can't speak right now. But, yeah, and, like, Mass Effect 2 built on it, like, even further. And just, like, I think, like, that game just really refined the whole experience. And then third one kind of dropped the ball. But I still think overall, like, it's such a great franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited for it going forward. I kind of want them to, like, do something different with the next one. But even if it's more of the same, I'll probably still love it. Number four, Red Dead. Whether it's, like, Red Dead Revolver, which not a lot of people played, or Red Dead Redemption, which was obviously, like, one of the best fucking games of the last generation.
Yeah.
What I liked about that, and I like GTA, and I look at it as an apple and oranges thing, but, like, for me, Red Dead had such a great story, and it, like, resonated with me more, because it was such just, like, crazy idea that this guy, like, belonged to this world, and all he's trying to do is just, you know, maintain his life, but, you know, slowly but surely, you know, the whole government wiping it out and shit.
He gets fucked in the ass, pretty much. Like, that's the non-spoiler way to say it.
Yeah. That ending to that game. And when I say ending, it's not just the cinematic, but what you do and, like, I don't want to spoil it too much, but, like, what you do with his son when you take over his son, like, that to me was, like, such a perfect ending to a game. Like, it just sealed everything off perfectly. And, like, I'm a huge fan of Westerns. like as a movie genre. And I felt like that game really did the best job of any game in just translating that Western genre to games. And even though I like GTA, and like GTA would be on here if it was like a top 10, I have to give the edge to Red Dead.
Okay.
Number three, Metal Gear Solid. Like, I've played all those games. You know, like, I remember playing number two, and I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? This game is so weird.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 3, just great story, and such an awesome, you know, gameplay. You know, four, while I had its, you know, gripes with its cinematics and all that, it was still a pretty good game.
Oh, God. I'm actually remembering 4 now, because they had, like, near hour-long cutscenes.
Oh, it was so bad.
But that's not to say it's a bad game, just saying that, you know.
Like, when you're playing the game, like, the actual gameplay, it's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah, oh.
It's some of the best Metal Gear Solid gameplay ever.
Mm-hmm.
But then you forget about it because you have to, like, watch an hour and a half long cutscene.
Yeah. It's not a good thing if I'm playing Metal Gear and a cutscene is still going on and my mother is finishing up an episode of Jersey Shore. Like,
your mom watches Jersey Shore? Like,
she used to.
Oh, she fixed that? She rectified that?
Yes. She got over it.
I've been rewatching the Beavis and Butthead. Where they,
anyone watch Jersey Shore?
Oh, I watched it because I liked that one chick. The one with the big tits.
Snooki?
No, the one with the big tits.
They all have big tits.
I'm looking for her.
Anyways. Yeah, Peace Walker I liked, but I can definitely see that it had its problems too. Like, you can't go prone and move in that game, but I like the futon system in that. When you just like, hey dude, what's up?
Ding.
That's like in the next one, and I'm like so excited because that was like the one thing I loved about Peace Walker was just like putting people to sleep and then using the futon system to like bring them back to the base. Like, I didn't kill anyone in that game.
Oh, you did? I killed everyone whenever I played Metal Gear, but whatever.
Like, that's the thing. Sometimes you just have to. There's no choice. But I always try to, like, you know, give them a trank headshot, and they're just like, ploop. down on the ground. But, yeah. Moving on. Number two, Metroid. And Metroid came at this like crazy time in my life when I had a Game Boy Advance and a GameCube. And some of you younger people might not remember, but Metroid Fusion and Metroid Prime came out at the same time. And they were all like connected and stuff.
Oh.
And once you connected them, like,
yeah,
they meant jack shit. Like, you didn't really get much out of connecting them. But those were two great Metroid games. You know, Metroid Prime, still to this day, is, like, a game that I'll play every so often just to kind of, like, get that feeling again. Metroid Fusion, still pretty awesome game. Same with Metroid Zero Mission. Super Metroid and all that. I feel like lately the Metroid series has kind of waned off, but I feel like they can get back on track with that. And finally, number one, Pokemon. Gotta play me some Pokemon Go.
Forgot about Pokemon.
Like, okay. There'd be times like when I was in school, and somebody'd be like, "Does someone have a Chansey? I need a Chansey." And you're like, "I got a Chansey. What are you gonna fucking give me for it?" like, I got the old Game Boy laying around somewhere. My old cartridge. Sometimes I'll just boot it up and play it. It's a lot of fun. I play some of the newer ones, but they kind of just retread the same thing. But still, Pokemon Gold, that was the shit. That's probably like one of my favorite games of all time. So yeah. All right. So that's it, I guess. We're not going to do emails this week. Sorry. I think we only had one this week anyways. So we'll get to you next week. So yeah, for three angry nerds, that's pretty much it. Unless I'm forgetting something.
Oh, yeah. I had like a whole thing prepared, but I don't know. If we're running out of time, yeah.
No, that's fine. If you want to go for it.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you know... Okay, so all these conferences, they came around. Microsoft, Sony, EA, Ubisoft, whatever and whatever. But all of these conferences were showing games that we already knew was coming. Far Cry 4, we already had like a two-week thing. There was like four magazines. It was on like four fucking covers. Call of Duty had like a nine-minute trailer before it showed up. And all this stuff we knew, aside from like Rise of the Tomb Raider and... I think Bloodborne, a few like, you know, little things that we didn't know about. This was all stuff with it, what we all knew about. When I saw the Nintendo conference, it was shit that I have never heard of. There was stuff like a Zelda game that was mixed with like Skyrim. So it was like Legend of Zelda Wind Waker on the scale of like the Skyrim world. There was stuff like Smash Brothers, all that stuff. And it was great because I had never seen that shit before. And I think what happened was why this E3 was kind of mediocre, in my opinion, was because last E3 was so fixated on consoles, which rightly so made sense because Xbox One and PS4 were being announced. And Nintendo didn't have any of that because their system was already announced like at least 3 years before that. And now I feel like Nintendo did a better job with their E3 because they did what they did last year, which was fixate on games. And now Microsoft and Sony are still sort of in that rut where like they're trying to sell us on the console when, you know, most of us already own these consoles or, you know, getting ready to buy some of these or whatever. And it feels weird that they're still trying to do what they did last year. And it just irritates me a little bit. Like, it was all games that I've heard of before or sequels to stuff, and it just feels a little off to me. And that's why this E3 just felt mediocre, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. Like, I feel like we knew about most of everything.
And here's the thing, though. Some of the shit that we didn't know about was leaked. Like, Bloodborne, I believe, was leaked its title or whatever. Little Big Planet 3 was leaked of like the picture of Sackboy, whatever his name is, and all the other four characters that you get to play with, stuff like that. Like the Metal Gear Solid trailer, that was leaked. When stuff is leaked, that ruins it because that takes away that excitement that we could have when we first see it, and it sort of fizzles out in the very end.
Well, but kind of like surprised me too was like you've got Sony who's last, well, not last, but like in that day they were, I guess. And so I felt like Microsoft, they just kind of did their own thing. And then you know, Ubisoft and EA did their thing. By the time Sony came on, Sony already had known what the other three had done.
Yeah.
And they could just kind of were like killing it. And, you know, it's not like, you know, they probably had a killer presentation all along. They probably just were like, oh, shit, this is what Microsoft's showing. Okay, like, let's do this or whatever. And that's the thing about E3 that I always kind of find weird is that, like, you know, the first person's almost always going to have a shitty one because they're the one that they're going to be measured against.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. What I find weird, though, is that it's kind of funny in a weird way that Sony did their press conference and they fixated a lot, like a big chunk on like the statistics. Like, you know, they had that one guy come out. He was talking about like, you know, 14 billion Twitch users and 1.2 million online games, whatever. And that's the same thing that Microsoft did too last year, where they were talking about statistics and shit. And it was just so weird to me that it became sort of unprofessional in a lot of ways. Like, I don't know, did you watch the Nintendo one?
Yeah, I did.
I thought that shit was great. Like, they had robot chicken sketches in between them. Yeah. That was hilarious.
Like, in terms of just the presentation, I think they did such a great job. Like, at the end of it, I wasn't excited to go get, like, a Wii U and start playing their games or whatever.
Oh, you weren't? I was. But, like, there was some shit.
Oh, really?
Like, The Legend of Zelda game, a lot of people didn't understand what he was talking about. He was literally saying, like, here's a new Legend of Zelda game, new plot, new everything. But instead of just, you know, the regular HUD, this is literally, like, the game is going to be the size of the Skyrim world, which is massive. And that's
Said it was, like, open world or whatever.
Yeah, and that was great. Plus, there were teases of, like, a Star Fox game at the very end or something like that. That shit was great.
Oh, they confirmed that.
Oh, they did? Okay. Oh,
yeah.
All right.
It was kind of funny because they, like, showed it kind of as, like, a major tease.
Yeah.
And then afterwards they're like, oh, yeah, we're making Star Fox.
Okay.
It's like, okay, why don't you just show it?
That was funny. I didn't know that, though. I was like, what the fuck is he playing? Is there starships in the back there? That's weird.
No, it was Star Fox. And then afterwards she's like, oh, yeah, it's Star Fox.
Okay.
But, yeah. E3 is kind of a weird thing because a lot of people take it as like, oh, this is what I got to be excited for. But like at the end of the day, it's all like what you like and what you're into.
Yeah, preferences, like we just said right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm sure a lot of people watched the conferences and were like, there's nothing here I like. And like for me personally, like I got stupidly excited when they announced the infamous Second Son expansion, because I, like, played the shit out of that game. And I'm thinking, I'm like, if you haven't played that game, you're probably like, oh, great. It's just some DLC for that game. But for me, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, so that's the thing about E3. It's, like, it's so subjective.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Sony did the best in terms of just showing something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of, like, my takeaway from it was that, like, they had something that anyone could, like, be like, oh, I want to play that.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they just, you know, I guess Nintendo kind of showed things more for the Nintendo diehards.
Yeah, and you know, I guess that's just me since I was a Nintendo diehard for the longest time. But,
oh, yeah.
And like you said, it's all, you know, it's subject, like...
I still might get a Wii U.
Yeah, they're really cheap too, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like $199 or something.
Damn. Okay.
It's just not that bad.
Yeah.
Still money, but, you know, it's not that bad.
Nah.
I feel like once it gets closer to Smash Brothers, I'd probably get one.
Yeah, that's the big thing I took away from it, was Smash Brothers looks like the game to beat for next year.
Ranting.
All right. So I guess that is officially it then.
Yeah, that's it. Alex has actually probably in this time applied for a job and gotten one.
And I really need a pee as well.
I'm sorry.
He's now like a male escort. So you can email him.
Are we still recording?
And, oh yeah. And don't forget, we got 2 double tickets to Dogma. On June 17th. So if you want some tickets for that, just, hell, even just email me. 3angrynerdspodcast@gmail.com. I don't care. Facebook, email, whatever. Alex would like it if you could like our Facebook page.
Like that fucking page.
Yeah.
Just so you can, like, you know, ask him about his male escort services.
Yeah.
He'll, role play as Crocodile Dundee for you, so you know if that's ever been your fantasy. All right, for 3 angry nerds and an absent Lucas. Oh fuck, I can't speak.